This game is a mindset game. Every time you eat sugar mentally or saturated fats mentally, you lessen your effectiveness. You hurt yourself.
Hi, this is Coach Joe Lucas, and welcome to the Magellan Network Show. My goal inside of this communication, this show, is to share with you my nearly 30 years of coaching some of the most successful financial advisors in North America. We're going to be talking about strategies, syntaxes. We're going to bring guests on from time to time. And I'm going to share with you what's working now. So think of this show as sort of like a little one-on-one kind of mini coaching cast, if you like, where we're going to be going in depth from time to time on strategies to help you grow your business, get more effective, become more efficient, find balance in your time management, grow your business, and quite frankly, whatever else is going on in the world today. So before we get to today's episode, I'd love for you to do a couple things for me. Number one, make sure that if you're watching this on YouTube, that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're doing the audio, make sure that you give us a review on whether Spotify or Apple, you know, we'd really appreciate that. And quite frankly, that does help. It does matter when you rate things and like things and subscribe to things. It helps us get the word out to more of the industry. And lastly, I have a very special gift for you. Go to MagellanNetwork.net. So one word, MagellanNetwork.net. And I have for you a complimentary membership, 100% gratis, where you can tap into about between 50 and 75 hours of masterclasses, forms, tools, templates, and strategies. So please go ahead and make sure you go ahead and get that claim. Smash the like button and subscribe. And please go ahead and leave us a review on whatever podcasting platform you're on. And now, let's get to this week's episode.
Hi, it's your coach, Joe Lucas, and welcome to this episode of the Magellan Network Show. And we're already almost through the first week here in the month of March. Hope you're off to a great start as we barrel through quarter number one of 2024. So what I want to spend some time talking to you guys about this week is mental diets and why they're critical. I mean, this is one of those non-negotiables in this game, okay? And I'm gonna unpack a little bit of that today, make a case why you need to really, really monitor that, and then I'll call it some do's and don'ts, okay? So let's jump right in. So first off, what is a mental diet? Just like a physical diet, right? Food, what you put in your body, has a radical effect on your health, right? And fitness and so on. What you put in your mind, what you consume, reading, watching, listening, even to go as far as who you're hanging with, right, i.e. associations, all play a big part in your mental state. So I am not, like, I would never say to you, you know, I'm a nutritionist or I'm a doctor. I'd always put a disclaimer there. I will not put one here. I really feel I've got a PhD in mental diets because I've been practicing it now for literally almost 45 years, okay? Since I was literally a late teenager. So bottom line is, and we're going to get real here inside this conversation, okay? Because I see it in my work. And I don't want to say it drives me crazy because that means I cede power to a third party, which I won't do. But it does raise a lot of concern with me when I'm Zooming with a client and I see in the background, business news or a news feed. And let me be very clear right up front. It does not, I don't care your flavor. I don't care if you're red. I don't care if you're blue, pink, purple, green. Doesn't matter. Okay. None of it's good for you. Costs you a lot of money. In some situations, I will guarantee you, by not monitoring what you put in your mind, it will cost you or has cost you millions of dollars of income in your career. It's bottom line, okay? So let's talk about what we're talking about. So first thing is, and I want you to think about, so here's kind of what most human beings do. Most human beings, when they wake up, right? What's the first thing you do? Most human beings, they go for this, their phone, their tablet, whatever. They go to one of two places. They're either going to go to their inbox or they're going to go to their newsfeed, whatever their favorite one is. That's what they do. Okay? So I'm going to equate it like this. If you got up in the morning and your first meal of the day was a cup of sugar, okay? You're going to take that sugar, you're going to dissolve it in water, and you're going to chug it. What do you think that's going to do to your health, your body, your vibrancy, your energy, and stuff like that? It's going to give you a sugar high, and then you're going to crater out, and you're going to just wreak havoc all over your body. Digesting the news first thing in the morning will wreak havoc on your mindset. Okay? Now, I know what some of you are going to say, but Joe, I need to know what's going on in the world. I get it. I do. And I'm not saying to live in a cave. Let me be very clear. Look, I will share with you. I read the Wall Street Journal digital edition every day. My thing has been for, I don't know, almost 40 years. Okay, maybe 40 years. Every day. Okay. But I'm going to tell you where I read it and where I fit it. Okay. I tell you where it doesn't go. It doesn't go where any clock says AM. Does not. Okay. I consume the Wall Street Journal digital edition on my iPad Pro tablet at about 7 o'clock at night. And it takes me maybe 30 minutes. I'll skim through it. But it's at the end of my day. So yeah, I know what's going on. Am I in the news business where I need to know breaking news in that moment? No, I don't. And let me just say this. Anything really, really bad, trust me, you will find out. You just will. So a couple things. Number one. So again, news is like sugar. So bottom line is, how do you mitigate that? Well, I'll tell you right now, one of the best ways to do it, take all your news apps and delete them from your mobile device. Fox, CNN, MSNBC, BBC, NPR, I don't care. Get rid of them. And if you really need to look at something, guess what you got to do? You got to open up a browser. You got to type it in or save it. You don't get any alerts. It's very interesting. When I've got a client that I'm working with personally, and we talk about their consumption mentally, right? I say, okay, well, how do you get it, right? Because then there's a delivery vehicle. Are you watching TV? Are you online? Oh, no, it's on my mobile device. I got my apps. I say, get rid of the apps. And 80% of people get really freaky about that. And that tells me how addicted you are. So do a test. You can always look. You can always reinstall them. It's not like they're gone forever, okay? Do a test. Delete them. Expect to be a little weird, a little unnatural, because that's what you've been doing, right? But eliminate them and make it more difficult for you to deal with that, okay? What else can you do? And again, I deal with the news every day, but I have a process for it. I have a strategy for it. That does not affect me. That does not put me in a negative state of mind. I do one thing, I read it, and that's it. What else can you do? If you have a TV in your office, a lot of you do, right? And let me sidebar real quick. Don't tell me, oh, Joe, it's just background noise. Here's the way the subconscious works. The subconscious mind notices. Even if you're consciously not aware of it, subconsciously you're getting it. You're getting indoctrinated. I mean, like people ask me, Joe, how do people get indoctrinated in things? Again, whether it's a political thing or a religious thing or a cult thing, right? Like, how does that happen? And if you think about it, indoctrination usually it's over time for most people. And it's subtle. It's like, how do you get fat? You don't wake up one morning and, oh my God, I've gained 30 pounds, I'm fat. It was subtle every day. Until you hit that threshold, like you're like, oh man, right? See, you'll notice your physical body, there's a check and balance called a scale or body fat or a doctor, hopefully, or something. Or you try to put your pants on one day, they don't fit, right? So in other words, there's a check, like there's a governor, right? But when you get indoctrinated into a negative feedback loop, there is no such circuit breaker. It's nefarious. It just happens. Okay? So you consciously have got to be on guard on it. You just have to be. Period. End of story. Okay? And I would challenge you as a test, like on your mobile device, delete all your news apps. Give it a week. See how you feel. See how focused you are. All right? Things like that. So there's your challenge for today. What's the next thing? So again, so if sugar is the news to our body, social media or most social media is like saturated fats to the body. Okay, I'll put in that term, right? So imagine your diet consists of 80% sugar and saturated fats. You probably will not live that long. And in the time you do live, you'll be not even close to optimal. Okay? So social media, right? Now, I will say, I mean, we here, we push out a lot of social media. I like to think, like we're doing here today, that it is impactful, informative, positive, strategy-oriented. Not a bunch of hype. Okay? So social media can be good. Hi, Coach Joe Lucas here, and I'm just breaking here for a moment just to do a couple quick reminders. Number one, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel or our podcast. In addition, please leave a comment or a review. Those things really, really matter. And share this episode with three of your colleagues inside the financial services space. And lastly, make sure that you go ahead and claim your free membership inside of Magellan Network. Now back to this week's episode. So, you know, I mean, YouTube, if deployed properly, like, I remember years ago, if you wanted, like, personal development stuff, you had to go to either Barnes & Noble, some of you don't even know what that is, right? Or Borders Books, right? Or Walden Books, which some of you definitely don't know what that is. And you have to go buy a book or something, even order it, right, from a catalog. Or you went to, like, Nightingale Connett, and you got, like, these cassettes, you get the catalog mailed to your house. You have to call them. They mail it to your house. And then you have to actually call with a credit card to order cassette tapes or I think they did back then they did 8-track tape. Some of you know what 8-track tape is. So the bottom line is it was really hard to get personal development stuff, right? Good stuff, right? Really good macro stuff. Well, today, man, you can go to YouTube, just search success, motivation, inspiration, whatever, and for free, F-R-E-E, right? Man, you can get access to Tony Robbins, you know, Ed Milet's, a lot of stuff that if you're part of our tribe, I share with you guys on weekends. That stuff's free, right? Free. So, I mean, if you ever want to binge watch stuff, like go binge watch like an Ed Milet series on YouTube or Ben Hardy, right? Or Darren Hardy, plenty of stuff. So that's the beauty. Like if the buffet's free now, you don't have to pay for it, okay? So how we want to deal with saturated fats is we want to be judicious. So I'm not saying you get off of Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or. I'm not saying you get off it. But you have to be clear on who you're going to follow, what you're going to consume. And I'll give you a great example. So I'll say had, because it's probably the best term. I had a very close friend who, again, politically just went down a road. And that's fine. That's his right to go down the road. But when you start posting stuff and messaging that stuff to me every day, like, dude, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm just not. And so I unfriended him. I got a text. Hey, I saw that you unfriended me. What's going on? Hey, man, I love you like a brother, but I ain't buying what you're selling. You do you, bro. I'm cool with that. We'll always be brothers, but I'm not dealing with this. Just not. Right? He's retired. He's got nothing else to do. Right? So what I would ask you to do is delete the social media apps on your mobile device as a test. You can always go back and get them later and just see how that goes. And I'll give you a great story. So one of my clients, he served on the board of education at his local community. And you can imagine, you know, if you're on Facebook and you're a public figure and you're, making policy, no matter what you do, people can be pissed off. I mean, there's no such thing as 100% people agree with anything, especially these days. And I remember a call vividly with him. This was before COVID, PC. And he was just in a bad mood. Like, hey, man, what's going on? And he goes, da, 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 da. I said, well, well, what's like, how do you know about all this? Well, I've got my, you know, it's on Facebook. I said, okay, well, where do you access Facebook? On my phone. And not only that, he had alerts set. So when somebody posted something about him, it got a ding ding on his phone. So, I mean, you can imagine trying to grow a business, serve clients, keep your mind right. And you got all this other stuff going on, right? Self-inflicted. And we got to remember also that all social media platforms, this is not any Facebook or anything, all social platforms are algorithm driven. So they're designed to serve you what you consume. So for example, it's like a restaurant. If the restaurant knows you like bacon, full fat bacon, then they're going to keep serving you full fat bacon because you eat it. And for most human beings, if it's put in front of them, they will consume it. Okay. So you need a strategy for social media. Here's a couple of ideas. Number one, get the apps off the mobile. If you need to go look at it, have to log in. Make it more difficult for you. Number two, have a strategy. Don't look at any social stuff till after 4 p.m. local or whatever you think your end of day is. Like if you want to go check in on your Facebook, or you, so I know some advisors run tribes and you know, and that's groups. And look, I use Facebook. I'm in a food group. I'm in a Hungarian food group. My neighborhood area here, we have a group, right? I'm a big history buff, so I belong to a couple of history groups. So I primarily use Facebook for groups and getting information that way. But again, that is not an app. That most of the time, that's weekends, quite frankly. And I am very, I will not unfriend people, but I will block their information, right? So I control my narrative with my social, okay? Really, really important. Don't become a drone where, oh, this is put in front of me, I'm gonna watch it or I'm gonna consume it. And then you wonder why you're in a bad mood. You wonder why you're uncertain. You wonder why you're in scarcity. And look, this matters in the United States. You know, we all know we have a presidential election coming. And it's a bit noisy now, and here we are in March. Well, what do you think September, October are going to look like? It's going to be 10x. So now's the time to indoctrinate yourself in some great strategies that will serve you, okay? Like I said, this game is a mindset game. Every time you eat sugar mentally or saturated fats mentally, you lessen your effectiveness. You hurt yourself. You harm it. You harm your mind and your psychology. All right? And like I was saying, I'm not saying to live in a bubble or a cave. I can tell you what's going on in the Red Sea. I can tell you what's going on in Ukraine. I can tell you what's going on politically. I can tell you what's going on economically. Like, I can give you all that. I can tell you about the wildfires in the west part of Texas. I can tell you all that stuff. Right? I'm read in. I do not allow it to dominate my life. I used to love NBC News with Tom Brokaw at 6 p.m. every day, or 6:30. Used to love it. It used to be my staple. I haven't watched a live Meet the Press, Tim Russert. Used to love that show on Sunday mornings. Love it. I bet it's been close to 10 years since I watched either. I just don't deal. I just don't. Okay? You have your game to play. This here, if you're watching it on YouTube, the mind is the most important thing, is the biggest tool that you have to play your game. It's the biggest weapon you have to win. Do not cede control to outside forces. Your mind is your temple. Honor it. Protect it. Build a wall around it, whatever you need to do. Because I've watched friends, even family, go down what I call rabbit holes of stuff. That if you're not careful, like I said, it's a Pharisee. It's like I said, there's no check or balance on indoctrination. There isn't. And this goes for you. So some of you have loved ones, maybe clients, maybe colleagues, and you've noticed a shift. You've noticed, you know, they're not bright and positive they used to be, and they're more dour and distracted and negative and things like that. Well, I mean, trust me, that didn't happen by accident. That's the beginnings of an indoctrination. Like I said, I don't care your flavor. It doesn't matter. I use a term myself, and I'll share with you, and hopefully it doesn't get me in trouble. I always tell myself, I have a sovereign mind. My mind is sovereign, which means it's mine. Belongs to no one else. Like a sovereign nation. My mind is sovereign. I control it. It's mine. Not for anyone else. So I hope this is going to help you. And I hope it helps your clients. Like as an advisor, I believe you have a fiduciary, I'll even say moral and ethical responsibility to make sure or to check in with your clients. Like, you got to know what they're consuming. Because look, if they're consuming stuff, and some of you better have this, oh, hey, I think we got to sell everything. Or what do you know about Australian cattle land? I mean, there was, I forget the name of the company, but they had a former senator who's now, their son is the senator, and that was the spokesperson. And they were talking about how the country was bankrupt and the Federal Reserve. And, oh, it was sponsored by a gold company, by the way, right? But I had to deal with this, right? Clients call me, Joe, I got a client. They want to sell. They want to buy press. They want to buy gold. Well, they didn't wake up in the morning like that. So where'd they get that information? Hey, you got to do some research. Oh, yeah, it was this company. I saw an ad on YouTube or whatever, Facebook, whatever. Like, you got to be aware of this stuff, not just for yourself, not just for your family, not just for your team, but also for your clients. Critically important, okay? So make it harder, right? Like they're all saying, you know, if you're a nutritionist and you're addicted to sugar, what would they tell the client slash patient to do? Well, don't have sugar in the house, right? If you don't have it, you make it hard to access. Chances are the moment will flee. And the same thing with news. Make it hard to access news. Don't have it open. Don't have your thing. Like, just don't. It's a terrible idea, okay? Same thing with social media. Make it difficult. Right? If you don't have bacon and lard in the house, guess what? You're not going to eat it because you're going to like, oh, I got to go get it. I don't want to. Like, it's a circuit breaker for yourself. You need to do that here also. Okay. So thanks for some time today. Happy Friday. Thank you for watching or listening to this episode of Magellan Network Show. Hey, I'd love to get some comments, some likes, forward this to your friends and colleagues, subscribe. Like, I want to help you be the best you can possibly be. Until next week, see you then. Thank you for watching or listening to this episode of the Magellan Network Show. Hey, if any of this resonated with you, I invite you to come to magellannetwork.net, and we have a powerful group coaching community of like-minded advisors. Come in for a trial. You and I will have a one-on-one conversation. Let's see if I can help elevate your game, both personally and professionally.